My name is Lilian Ogazi and this is Nigeria Daily. The talk about subsidy removal have been on the lips of Nigerians and the federal government for a long time coming. Well, that long time is about to end as it is no longer news that the subsidy will be fully removed in June 2023. In light of this, the federal government has said that subsidy palliative of 5,000 Naira will be paid to 10 million households for 6 months after subsidy is removed. The palliative would be given to the most vulnerable members of our society who have been identified, registered, and now contained in the National Social Register. What constitutes the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable household today? Well, let's hear from an economic analyst.
My name is Adakole Ijogi. I'm a political economist. Well, that is one of the challenges we face as a nation. That is, a nation without appropriate data. We don't have data. How can you identify the poorest of the poor? Are you going to go to people's villages and go see people should line up? That's the reason why we don't. Development index are very difficult to predict in this country because we don't have appropriate data. Not even let's even have a shabby one. We don't have. So I think that when it comes to the removal of fuel subsidy, the government has been playing politics with it. Not only this administration, all administrations, because they are not telling Nigerians some appropriate truths. Like I said in the last interview, it is not that Nigerian economy cannot subsidize fuel. After all, fuel or petrol is the life wire of the Nigerian economy. Because when you touch petrol, it touches on other sectors of the economy, i.e. transportation, school fees, housing, food inflation, because everything that we have, we don't have an efficient rail transport system or other alternative transport system. So everything depends on this fuel. Now, I have argued that it is about the stability of the currency. It is about the value of the naira. It's about the exchange rate. If you notice, the fuel price, the pump price, especially between 2015 and now, has been erratic. That is because the stability of the exchange rate has also been erratic.
Okay.
Now, this commodity is imported or denominated, or its importation is denominated in dollars, in US dollars. So when you have that kind of a transaction and the naira is unstable, no matter how the CBN tried to do it, just because we have multiple exchange rate windows and we also have a weak economy. Our economy is heavily dependent on importation. So you cannot have a stable currency.
All right. So at this point in time now, they have said that they want to remove the subsidy. And to cushion the effect on Nigerians, they will be giving them 5,000 Naira palliative now. Do you think 5,000...
I heard your question. I'm just avoiding it. But I don't think... They're saying that they're going to remove it in June.
Yes.
This government is going to exit on the 29th of May. So what are they saying?
So the question now is
a political statement.
Okay, let's get back to the 5,000 Naira that you're saying now. Do you think 5,000 Naira would sustain even the poorest of the poor by the time the subsidy is off?
How much is the value of 5,000 Naira? How much is the value of 5,000 Naira? It's a paltry sum. The $800 million that they collected from the World Bank and then the extra $3 trillion that they're saying we're going to budget to go into palliatives. I just think it's just robbing Peter to pay Paul. Instead of using that 5,000 to say you want to remove subsidy, why don't you keep the subsidy and use the 5,000 Naira to pay the subsidy? You see, it's a political statement. This government exits in next month, May, on the 29th of May. It's over. And they're keeping the removal of subsidy for June. And I have also even argued they have even removed subsidy twice in this country. When they came in, the fuel was at 65 Naira, if you remember. How much is it now? Is it not 195 Naira? It jumped from 165 Naira to 160 something Naira. I can't even remember. So that time what happened was, there's no subsidy. You keep using big words on us. Subsidy, downstream deregulation, this one, that one. I just think that they should just allow the market forces fix the price.
So
all this big grammar.
So you're saying the supposed palliative for the supposed subsidy is not going to have any effect on the supposed vulnerable and poorest of the poor they are giving it to?
It is playing tennis without a net.
All right.
How much are they going to increase it to? We don't know. Right now in Abuja is 195. As we speak currently, I have been just. In Jos, it is 265 Naira per liter in petrol stations.
Okay.
So what are you going to increase it to? Are you going to increase it to 500 Naira? If it is 500 Naira, then economists cannot begin to calculate how much the impact will be, how it will show up on food inflation, how it show up on transport costs, school fees, and stuff like that. If we don't know how much that price, that increment is, how do you want to, it's like winking in the dark.
That was Adakole Igoji, a political economist, speaking. What can 5,000 naira do for these households? After the break, we'll find out. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at what the federal government's 5,000 naira subsidy palliative would do for the vulnerable households when subsidies removed, and the worth of such amount in Nigeria's economy today. Before we went on break, we established who the poorest of the poor truly is and how they survive and what benchmark was used to judge them. With the state of our economy today, what will be the worth of 5,000 naira come June? Are there better ways the money would have been spent? Well, I put these questions and more to an economic analyst.
Hey, my name is Dr. Emmanuel Bashari. I'm an economic analyst and a business consultant. I don't think it is. I mean, clearly that doesn't help in any way. We cannot explain this. It's just like I take 1,000 naira from you and then I give you 300 naira, right? It's definitely not balanced, because the removal of subsidies is going to come with a lot of things. It has its own implications, right? Where it's going to affect inflation. It's going to impact on the cost of living and everything. So once you do that, price of petrol goes up. A lot of things are hinged on petrol. So cost of food is going to go up because you need mobility to move food from the location where it's produced to where it's consumed. People commute every day to work. Their cost of transportation will go up. So what will be your criteria for selecting the 10 million people that are going to give 5,000 naira to? And in what way is the 5,000 naira going to ameliorate the pain of Nigeria, of Nigerians, when compared to the impact of the first subsidy on the general pump price of petrol? So it's clearly, I think it's just what I would call just doing something to tick the boxes, not necessarily because it has any significant impact on the economy, but just doing it because they're removing subsidy. You want to do something to cover up and something that just looks like you're trying to make life more tolerable, but it clearly doesn't help. That's my opinion and assessment.
So what better ways could this have been used instead of being used for, you know, paying people?
So I'll take you back in history, right? In the U.S., during the Great Recession. Now, there was a Great Recession, and the government decided to invest in infrastructure. Now, instead of government doling out money, dollars to individuals to help them live, government decided to invest in infrastructure, to build roads, bridges, and all of that. Now, today, most of the roads and bridges built in the U.S., most of them were built during the Great Recession. Now, what that meant was that because government was bringing in money into infrastructure, the construction company makes money. They have employees. Now, when you're doing a road construction, there's going to be a food vendor selling food to the casual workers there. That woman benefits from that construction. Her own family benefits from it. Her community benefits. The food vendor goes to the market to buy the foodstuffs that she cooks. the farmer that she buys from benefits from that gesture. So you see that it trickles down to practically everybody. Everybody benefits from that gesture because it stimulates the economy. It helps people have money to spend and then enables people to have some semblance of a decent life in spite of what is going on. So make no mistakes about it. A lot is hanging on petrol pump price in Nigeria.
Mm.
Let it go up today. Everything goes off the roof. So what I would recommend is do an initiative that is more all-encompassing. Nigerians are not lazy. We're not looking for handouts from government. We can live our lives. What we are looking for is enabling environment, a situation where we can be able to make a living for ourselves. All right?
Mm.
So invest in things that have a more holistic impact on all of us. The last time there was a pseudo subsidy removal, there were mass transit buses that were brought in as palliative measures to be able to ameliorate the suffering of people by subsidizing the cost of transport. So because they're mass transit buses, they consume, take more people at a time. So the cost per passenger becomes lower. So those were initiatives that helped with transportation. It will not solve all the problems, but it was a little step in the right direction to help make things a little easier for Nigerians.
All right.
Okay. All right. So those are the kind of initiatives we're looking at. What about an initiative around some infrastructure work in the rural communities? Let's invest in communities that bring out food.
Mm.
So let's fix the roads there. Those roads are critical to our own national well-being. So roads around the communities that bring the most of the food, the rice belts in Niger State, the tomato belts in Plateau State,
okay.
the yam belts in Benue State. Make sure the roads are smooth so the vehicles that apply there can move faster and quicker to get to town. Now, such things, I can't tell government what to do, but do something that's more all-encompassing that enables us benefit generally and say, well, it's worth it after all, since we're all impacted. We're taking a little hit, but then at the end of the day, it's worth the trouble.
That was Dr. Emmanuel Bashayi, an economic analyst, speaking. Well, let's wait and watch it all play out. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.